Airline companies are changing flight paths throughout the Middle East following the deadly crash of a Ukrainian passenger plane in Iran Wednesday. The crash killed all 176 people on the plane. It happened just hours after Iran attacked American bases in Iraq with ballistic missiles. No one was hurt in the strikes. The strikes were in answer to the U.S. killing last week of Iranian military official Qasem Soleimani. The plane crashed minutes after leaving Tehran Airport. Iranian officials said they believed a mechanical problem caused the crash. They have disputed suggestions that the plane was hit by a missile. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky cut short a visit to Oman to return to Kiev following the crash. He said a team of Ukrainian experts would fly to Tehran to help investigate the crash. "Our priority is to find the truth and everyone responsible for the tragedy," Zelensky wrote in a Facebook statement. The UIA flight was bound for Kiev, the Ukrainian capital, carrying 167 passengers and a crew of nine. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Vadim Pristeko said the dead included 82 Iranians, 63 Canadians, 11 Ukrainians, 10 Swedes, 4 Afghans, 3 Germans, and 3 Britons. Airline officials said most of the passengers were going to the Ukrainian capital, Kiev, to change planes for other cities. Later Wednesday, several European airline companies announced they were changing their routes to avoid Iranian airspace. The changes are expected to decrease air travel between Iran and Western Europe. Air France and Dutch airline KLM both said Wednesday that they had suspended all flights over Iranian and Iraqi airspace. German airline Lufthansa also canceled flights to Iraq. In North America, Air Canada changed its flight paths from Toronto to Dubai through Egypt and Saudi Arabia to avoid traveling over Iraq. In Canada, Foreign Minister François-Philippe Champagne said Wednesday, "Canada's hearts are with the loved ones of the victims, including many Canadians." The Ukrainian president asked Ukraine International Airlines to begin a full inspection of all non-military airplanes in the country. Iran's Road and Transportation Ministry said it appears that one of the plane's engines caught fire. The plane was fully loaded with fuel for its 2,300-kilometer trip. It crashed near the town of Shahedshar, just outside Tehran. I'm Susan Shand.